morning, KC. It is a Rockin' and Teresa show. The first day of spring. Teresa reminded me that home opener is next week.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
It's here.
It's so funny because we're talking about Chase's birthday, turning 18. And times are so different when I was growing up to like to you were growing up and like today. Because when I was 18, I remember it was like, I remember hearing stories from my parents when they were like 18. They had friends who were literally out of high school getting married and having children.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that weird to think of?
And that was normal. Like, that was totally normal to be 18 and getting married. You talked about how when you turned 18, you were in Texas and the drinking age was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on the text line wants to know, what year BC was Rocket when he could drink at 18 in Texas?
No, it was Texas, and it changed. I think the law changed nationwide.
I think it did, too.
Yeah, because we were allowed to drink at 18.
Was it the late 80s or early 90s? Because I think it was the same in Louisiana.
Yeah,
it changed.
But it was one of those things. It's like, I remember going to bars with my dad at 18. And then now we were just talking, we want to take your phone calls. What was it like when you were growing up for your 18th birthday? And then like, what did you, if you had an 18-year-old, what do you do now as an 18-year-old? Do they go party? Well, they can't drink.
You know, I don't remember my actual 18th birthday. Like, I don't remember that day and what I did to celebrate. I just remember because my birthday is September 29th. I was in college for the first basically 2 months only being 17, and I would just sit in the dorms on a Friday night and watch all my friends go off to the 18 and older dance clubs, and I would stay home.
So our phone number is 816-576-7093 or pound 93. You can also text the exact same number. Tara.
So my 18th birthday was kind of scandalous. My boyfriend at the time told me that he had plans with someone else.
And what?
Yeah, rude, right? So I was really upset about it. And then my friend Bronson, my high school friend, he stepped in and took me to a party. And you know what? I just really appreciate Bronson at this time in my life. Now that I'm older, I appreciate him for looking out.
I can't believe, how much longer did you continue to date that guy?
Too many years to talk about.
That hurts. That's awkward. Let's go to the text line just to relieve some of the tension.
All right.
Someone says you can gamble, because we weren't sure earlier. We forgot if it was 21 or 18 for the gambling age.
Right.
Someone says that it's 21, but someone said you can gamble on a cruise ship if you're only 18. We recently took our son, and that was a blast. Someone's telling you that the drinking age changed in 1986. That's when it switched to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Eric on the text line says, how about some scratchers, a pizza, and a strippogram? I'm going to say no, Eric, and I'm banning you from the text line. As a mother, I don't want to hear about my son being old enough to go to a strip club. I'm going to say no and boo to that.
Look, I went to bars, too, at 18. Isn't that weird to think about your son doing that?
My son won't do that. He's a good boy. We have on the text line, my daughter Abby just turned 18 on January 12th. She pre-registered to vote, and that's about it for turning 18, but she is talking about getting a tattoo, much to my chagrin.
You know, I think now that you bring it up, that was Jen's big deal. She loved the fact that she could register to vote.
Yeah.
And she went off and got a tattoo and didn't tell me. Another subject.
I don't think that my son is passionate enough about anything at this point in his life to get a tattoo. And he doesn't. I'm telling you, we're talking about a kid who likes to sit at home and play on his computer. I don't think that's his thing.
It's so funny.
Watch, I'm thinking this, and he totally has a whole sleeve that he's hiding from me, and I don't even know about it.
So 816-576-7093, pound 93. I want to hear your phone calls. Whenever you were growing up, what was it like when you turned 18? What did you do with your family?
We have someone on the text line that says, I went on college visits. That's kind of fun. They said they visited Mizzou.
Yeah, Jen and I
sorry,
did that.
Tara.
Yeah, we did that too.
Oh, no. This one says, my dad got a hotel room for me and a friend in St. Louis, and we went by ourselves to visit some friends. I honestly don't think I would do that for my kids. I'm guessing that there was probably things you did in that hotel room that we don't want to know about.
No.
And then, of course, we've got Mr. Luna on the text line talking about how you can drink in Mexico when you're only 18.
Yes, because I took Jen.
I'm not taking my son to Mexico, Mr. Luna, so thanks for that one. My husband, someone just wasn't, we wish her husband a happy birthday. Today's Jacob's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Would you, there's no way. You know, I see people that get hotel rooms for their kids and stuff. I couldn't even think about it.
In another state?
Mm-mm.
Another city?
Just
no.
Anywhere. Nowhere. Mm-mm. But you know what? Even if I got my son a hotel room, he'd probably sit in there and like watch video games and stay late.
I still find it odd, though, that to think about, like when my dad was talking to me years ago, that really out of high school, they were getting married. Didn't go to and having kids at 18 and 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. I think my brother was born when my mom was only like 16.
Really?
She was married. That was the time.
Oklahoma.
It depends on what your life was like. You know, I think she said she just wanted to get out of her house.
Anyway,
someone says they had a party and my mom thought it would be funny to give me a Disney princess cake. That's not embarrassing when you're 18.
Well, anyway, do you have dinner plans for you and your son, or what are you going to do?
We really don't, because tomorrow we have a lot going on. My mom's coming to town on Friday. And
right.
So we will go to dinner, and we will have a family thing, but he just hasn't expressed. I told you, all he wants is a record player, and that's all he will talk about, and he doesn't really care where we eat or what we do.
I think it's super cool. Let's go to the phones.
We have Cindy standing by.
Hi, Cindy. What did you do when you were 18?
Well, I was actually in college by the time I was 18. I was kind of like Teresa, where you're 17, you're in college. But my parents, today's their anniversary, but they eloped. My mom was 16 and my dad was 20. And they had kids and they've been married today 55 years.
Isn't that weird to think about that?
That's just the way it was, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even send my kids to Walmart for shredded lettuce. They come back with cabbage. So I can't even imagine seeing them off in the world.
Oh my God.
Go, go, go. It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.